Welcome to the Empower Your Team podcast series with your host, Chloe Caron, founder and president of O2 Coaching. In this podcast series, Chloe and her guests will take you on a journey, sharing their leadership stories, struggles, successes, and learnings. The conversations will highlight practical advice and insights for leaders.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Empower Your Team, Season 2 with Nathalie Nasseri, a co-owner of Le Lavande. I thought this was a really interesting topic to have with her as she invites us to step out of our comfort zone and start leading not only with our heads, but with our heart and our gut. And not that we don't want you to lead with your head. Obviously not. It is really important to set the vision, think about your options, knowing the numbers, planning. Those are all really important qualities as a leader, and we need those more than ever. And yet we need to also, more than ever, be balanced as a leader to lead with our heart and our gut. And Nathalie has great examples for that. In my mind, this is probably the most important shift that we need to operate as a world, if you will, as organizations around the world. That's why I launched my Empower Your Team movement, so that people would operate the shift from being a leader that is an expert, that is really leading with their heads, with the knowledge they have, to becoming a leader coach, which means being empathetic, compassionate, curious, being focused on the development of your people, giving feedback. All that requires heart and guts, and obviously our head as well. So my invitation is that you listen to this podcast and you ask yourself, where am I? Am I more leading with my head, my heart, or my guts? And in any case, I would invite you to actually ask yourself, how can I lead more with all three? How can I be more balanced? Because now more than ever, in the VUCA world that we live in, volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous, I'm sure you would agree with me, more than ever in this context, we need to be well-rounded, if you will, well-balanced. So have a listen and I'll find you right after. Welcome, Nathalie. Nathalie Nasseri, the co-owner and the general manager of Bleu Lavande. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
And I know how busy you are because you are launching a new Bleu Lavande experience in Magog. You're in the midst of finalizing everything. Tell us more about where you're at.
You're right. We're in the last crunches. You know, sometimes I say it's like you're planning a wedding and you're like just a few days before it and the adrenaline is hitting you. It's exciting for the company. It's a whole new chapter for us, relocating everything, really, our offices, our fields, having a year-round boutique, everything in Magog. To me, it was so important to have the fields and the entire team together. And it's exciting because we're really taking Lavender to another level, the experience of discovering what Lavender is all about. We teamed up with Montreal-owned Moment Factory to create an immersive experience that really taps into your senses. And that's great for us because, you know, we'll be able to greet visitors year-round.
Today, Nathalie, is all about leading with courage, with our head, yes, but with our heart and courage. You are a perfect illustration of courage. It took courage to leave the big enterprise and be an owner of a small business. What allowed you to express that courage?
I just kind of, I think, plunged in. I think what allowed me the courage is, understanding that ultimately, if you're thinking about making such a big change, there's something motivating that change. And for me, it was just feeling strapped down in large enterprises. And I wanted to plunge because I wanted to tap into, you know, what it is that I can do and how can I achieve, really, you know, put in practice what I fundamentally believe in as a manager, as let it be my ideas or my creative ideas or innovation. And really, you know, instead of doing it for somebody else where you're limited, why not try that for myself? And yes, it's all about, you know, courage, but also trusting yourself and listening to your instincts. But at the same time, you kind of have to be conscious of the risk. But I think it's a blend of all that that makes it exciting and makes it a positive change and makes it a positive plunge into something unknown.
So if I hear you well, you talk about the balance between the head, the heart, and courage, and it's not an easy balance to strike and to maintain. You say that we can no longer lead only with our heads. Tell us why.
Well, mainly because we're no longer in the 1920s. It just doesn't work that way anymore. You know, I don't think that in today's world, good employees, reliable teams, motivated teams respond to orders or hierarchy. I'm not saying that leading with the head is not important. I think you have to use a happy combination of both. I think your head leading, you need to lead with your head when you want to establish your overall goals and objectives. But you have to use your heart to gather the team, to have the pledge of the individuals who are going to help you as a company achieve that goal. You know, a company isn't just about the products they make or the services they provide. It's a lot about the people who work there. And I think that in many cases, head-led managers tend to forget that. And it's unfortunate.
And I'm probably sure you've seen this, that when we lead with our heads, we think we need to have all the answers, or that we think perhaps our answers are better than others. How can we let go of that?
I think you need to tap into your heart. Just because you have the title of president or owner or manager doesn't mean you have all the answers. And doesn't mean that you have to have all the answers. And I think that's where the heart-led manager is at an advantage, because the heart-led manager will be open to admitting the challenge, admitting that they just don't know how to tackle an issue or a project. And by admitting it and seeking the involvement and the help and the advice of your employees or your team, your management team, you're putting your guts on the table, and you're going to get people who are going to feel involved because they're going to be giving you their opinion. They're going to want to help you. And that's where you get a pledge of commitment. And who doesn't want that? You know, everybody wants that. I think if you have got a committed team, then you're way ahead of the game in achieving your objectives.
Nathalie, what you just described is actually the reason why we launched the Empower Your Team movement, because I could not take that in organizations, big organizations in 2021, to your point, we were still leading a way of the boss having the answers, in some ways really micromanaging from a place of expertise and not coaching their teams to be empowered, to your point. That courage that you are showcasing came from your education. You come from an immigrant family. How does that...
How does that translate? Yeah, I mean, it's part of who I am. I'm a first-generation immigrant. My family and I moved here when I was 7 years old. I also had an older brother. So 7 years old, my brother was a teenager. You see your parents struggle. You see your parents start from scratch. And you quickly realize that they made those decisions to secure a better future for their children. So a big part of it is a huge example of courage, but also of perseverance. And that's what I will always say, you know, there's no point being courageous if you're not perseverant. And the two, to me, go hand in hand. And it's the example that my parents gave to me. You know, I juggled school and work as soon as I was out of high school to pay my way through my education all the way till until I graduated from university. It made me a stronger person. And I had so many part-time jobs, and I was lucky in different offices, customer service, and the managers who really impacted me in a positive way were the ones that were leading by the heart and the ones that accepted and, you know, embellished the fact that I was a student and I was working and they understood my reality. And so, yeah, if I had to work on a Saturday in a Century 21 office, it was okay for me to study that day while I answered the phones because I had midterms. So that, to me, I didn't take advantage of that. It made me committed to the company and I stayed there for a very long time. So I was very fortunate. You know, of course, when you're 10 years old and you see your parents struggling, you think, you know, why us? But today I look back and it was the perfect example for me in terms of not giving up and being perseverant and having firsthand experience being led by heart-led leaders.
Over your career, what's been your biggest challenge professionally?
I would say that my biggest challenge was jumping boat from the large size company to a small size company. You quickly realize, you know, what prioritizing is all about and making do with the smaller resources that you have, both human and financial. You know, you just don't have that legal department to look over your document. You don't have quality control that's going to do what they have to do. You know, you have to kind of juggle, and it's tough because you almost come from a spoiled environment where you had all these services, and now you just kind of have to roll your sleeves and say, okay, well, I want that same level of quality. My expectations are very high because being from a large size company becomes part of your DNA. But yet, these are the resources you have, and this is your reality now. So how are you going to make that happen?
And so how did you go about taking that challenge and becoming the leader that you are today? What drove you there?
What drove me there is listening and, you know, listening to my instinct, surrounding myself with resources and people that I trusted and that had experience in the field. I'm part of a business group where we meet on a monthly basis and exchange our challenges. And that's very helpful because it brings you out of your managerial solitude. It gives you strength to hear that others have gone through similar situations. And sometimes you have the answer, but it's nice to hear a confirmation from others that, you know, way to go, girl. That's exactly what you need to do. Because like I said, just because you're an owner doesn't mean you know all the answers or you have all the right answers. And HR, really, like I think as an entrepreneur or as a business leader, you need to have a solid HR consultant or person that you can rely on. And sadly, HR is often on the back burner in many companies. You know, you join a new company and there's definitely a finance person, most certainly a salesperson, a marketing person, but there's just no HR. And to me, the whole HR function is in many cases so underestimated, and because their role is just going to get more and more critical in time.
Nathalie, you've spoken with your heart today, really, and I could hear it, and I love your authenticity. Thank you so much for making the time in your busy, busy schedule. Look forward to speaking with you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What an authentic woman, don't you think? So with Nathalie, we saw that by leading with our head, our heart, and our guts, we really take into account all the elements that as a leader, we need to take into account. And again, I invited you to think about where do you sit? Where do you lead from? Is it more your head, your heart, or your guts? Regardless of where you lead, my invitation was, how can you stretch your other two muscles, if you will? How can you be more balanced? And here are some tools that I want to give you. And if you go on my website, www.o2coaching.ca, you will find a ton of blogs, my book, the other podcast season one, and the other podcast from season two. You'll get self-assessment. So take a minute and think and really think about where you stand in terms of your leadership. And here are some examples of how you can integrate more of your heart and your guts into leading. So for example, really think about your values. Really think about what's important for you and express those and share those so that people understand your intentions behind what you do and what you say and where you go. That's really powerful because it also opens up that conversation around your team's values and how they can align. What's the most important value in the team? Then you can think about perhaps norms, how we're going to operate based on those values. So this is really powerful. Being interested in and curious about your employees. Jennifer Bradin, who's a part of the launch of the Empower Your Team movement, says, I have a conversation with my team and I ask them, how can I contribute to your growth? How can I be a vector for your growth? And that's really, really, really important. We are, as leader coaches, tools to support our people to grow, to develop, to really express their full potential. And for me, the third and last one, for me, that's the most important one, because if you do that, you include everything else that I said and other things that we have on our website, which is having real conversations, which you can describe as providing feedback. But for me, it's more a real conversation. Providing feedback is more of an observation. I give that to you and you kind of deal on your own with it. Having real conversation is me providing my perspective, being open to your perspective, and then finding ways to move forward in a more optimal way. And imagine the impact if on a regular basis, you know exactly where you stand in my perspective and vice versa. Me too, as a leader, I know where I stand. Am I doing a good job as a leader for you and the team? What else can I do? And equally for you, are you really working at your most impactful level, your unique strategic contribution? So these are all ways for me that I think about when I want to integrate all three aspects of my leadership. What's yours? Write in the chat, write your comment. I'm really curious to hear that. Until then, be inspired and inspired.
Thanks for listening to the Empower Your Team podcast. Now it's time to take action. Join the leaders who are already part of the Empower Your Team movement and visit our website at empoweryourteam.com to know more on how to participate.